Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Welcome back to Real Gospel. It's the X-Man, your radio minister of music. Here's the latest from Shekinah Glory Ministries, Cornerstone on Real Gospel.
We're gathered here to honor Thee, so humbly we bow before Your throne. Our hearts cry to You alone. So here's to You, Adonai, receive our love. Precious one, to the Lamb, our champion, cornerstone, You are receive our love, or be glorified. Here's to you, precious one, to the Lamb, our champion, cornerstone.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists definitely get to tell their stories. I'm so honored to have Miss Cherie of the Cornerstone. I'm sorry, the song is called Cornerstone, but the Shekinah Glory Ministries. First and foremost, welcome to Real Gospel.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, indeed. Now, I am, I was about to say I am extremely familiar with the Shekinah Glory Ministries. I'm not extremely familiar, but I am familiar because you all have had some incredible music to come out over the past 10 or so years. And Jesus and just so many other songs that it just sets the tone for not just praise and worship, but it is just out of this world. So for those individuals who just found Christ on yesterday, tell them a little bit about yourself and the Shekinah Glory Ministries.
All right, well, Shekinah Glory Ministry was actually birthed from Valley Kingdom Ministries, our home church. Many people don't know, but we really are just the praise team of our home church. And in 1999, our pastor went on a spiritual sabbatical. And while he was on that sabbatical, the Lord told him that we needed to do a praise and worship CD. We needed to do a praise and worship project just to, you know, put more information about and put the focus on worship. And so he came back and he taught us on worship, the entire church, for a little over a year. And so what you heard on our first project, Praise Is What I Do, was birthed from that time of sabbatical, from that year-long teaching on worship. And so we believe that that's why God breathed on the project, because we were rooted in the foundation of his word.
That's incredible. So while we're right there at that moment, because, you know, I am so familiar with the praise aspect of what y'all do, can you, in a synopsis, elaborate on praise and the effect of praise, especially to people who are late for service, and the praise aspect may take place before they get there. You know what I mean? Not people who are legitimately late, but they're sort of fashionably late. They don't believe in the praise and worship aspect of it. That kind of stuff. So they're missing out. So break it down. I mean, just talk to us about that.
So for us, you know, it's absolutely the foundation of what we do. Just think about what the Bible says about praise. You know, praise allowed walls to come down. If you think about it, when they marched around the walls of Jericho and they praised God, the Bible says that the walls were able to fall. And so those who don't make it to worship in time for that part of worship, it's like you needing a breakthrough, you having the tool to get it, but you saying, nah, that's okay, I'm going to just struggle through my life. That's what it's like, a life without praise. And so it is, you know, it is literally the foundation of everything we do. We've had worship where, of course, our pastor or the speaker for that day had prepared their wonderful message, but the glory of the Lord came in and all we did was praise and worship that day. You know, and it's because that's how important the element of praise to God is for us.
Amen. You know, just as you was thinking, you know what started playing in my head, don't you? Praise is what I do. Just that song that I know we're talking about Cornerstone, but
oh no, that's okay. Ooh, it's okay. It's what we do and it's who we are.
Yes. So let me ask you this about praise. And we're going to talk about the music. I've been getting an opportunity to sort of just talk to somebody who just, because I want to know. So praise, right? I praise at home and I praise, you know, wherever I go, et cetera, et cetera. And so when I come to service and I'm around other individuals that sort of have a praise aspect in their lives, and then there's the praise leaders who are also praising God and leading us in the worship. Now, take it from there and sort of walk us through what happens in the worship experience between us and God when we begin to just worship the Lord.
So basically, when we begin to worship the Lord, we're doing the surrendering. Because at that point, and this is what I love about praise and worship as opposed to just gospel, praise and worship is really, the song should just be giving glory to God. It's not about us. It's not about, Lord, bless me, do something for me. It's all about expressing to God who He is to you, who He is to the world. And so when you do that, God is able to even bless us even more, because at that point, we're not talking about us, we're talking about Him. And then He's able to bless our horizontal relationships, because if you really focus on Him, then you'll be right with your fellow man, you'll be right with your fellow worshipers, you'll get right. And that's if you're really worshiping and praising God. It's an important element of what He has created us to do. And so if we're created to worship, if we're created to praise, and we don't do that, then we're saying, God, you don't know what you were doing when you created me. And I know that's not what we want to say.
Wow. All right, I'll leave that alone. Otherwise, this is going to turn into a class. And I just want people to understand a little bit more about the Shekinah Glory Ministries. So what's your role in the ministry? How did you come into the, you were part of the original, correct?
I'm part of the original,
okay.
Correct.
All right. And so what's your current title, and how does this fit into the project?
So I'm actually the creative director for Shekinah Glory right now. I actually started off just as a member of the praise team. Actually, on the praise is what I do. Project, I sang, I led worship on one of the songs. Just the great thing about Shekinah Glory is it's never been about one person or about,
yes.
Literally every song on there, every worship leader has to be able to lead every song on there. And so, because again, it for us is not about commercial success, it's about the worship. And so, like you said, I've been on there from the beginning, years and years ago. Now I actually am A&R at Kingdom Records, which is the record label that houses Shekinah Glory.
Wow. My. So this latest project, I'm playing the song Cornerstone. I love the song. And so what's the inspiration for this song? And when I think Cornerstone, I think about the foundations of the universe. That's just me. And so
That's exactly it.
So there it is. So the song Cornerstone and the project, what's going on with the project and the song?
Okay, so we have been out for about 15 years, and our supporters have been amazing. And so this time we wanted to include our supporters in this project. And so what we did was we did a songwriting contest, and Cornerstone was one of the songs that won. And so it was written by a wonderful writer named Breon Wells. And he penned the song and he sang it to his wife for their wedding. And he submitted it to us, and we loved it. And so we took the song, we did what Shekinah does to it, and that's what you hear.
Wow. That's quick work. How long does it take for y'all to make a project? Because y'all put them out every couple of years. It's been a while, but when you do, my.
Well, you know what? It really, really just depends. The first project was birthed out of a sabbatical. And then the second project, which was Shekinah Glory Live, followed that up in about, 3 to 4 years after that. It just depends, because this project, it's been 5 years since we have put anything out. And so everybody is like, well, what have you been doing in those 5 years? We took some time away to make sure that our foundation was good. And so we literally took the members of Shekinah Glory through a spiritual boot camp to make sure that we hadn't lost focus, to make sure that it was still about God, and it wasn't about commercial success, and it wasn't about the music business, but it was all about God. And so it's been 5 years since we put out a project, and so we released the single. We're actually still working on the full project, mm-hmm. but because it had been 5 years, we wanted to go ahead and put out a single.
Well, we're glad that you have, because, you are one of those ministries that we just know that it's going to be good music. When we just know that Shekinah Glory has released something, we automatically know, you know what? That's going to be good. I get hundreds of songs a month from different artists around the world. But when I saw the title come across my desk, Shekinah Glory Ministries, I was like, I need to listen to that right now. I'm adding
that right now.
Because, to God be the glory, because your quality in your work and the work that you've done that came before this just speaks for itself. So much continued success for this project and for the future projects and for the ministry and for all that you all are going to do. Are there any other songs that we should be on the lookout for that's coming up with this project?
Well, we have some great ones coming. We're not letting anybody know what those
are. Yeah, I know they're all great, but I mean, any surprise guests, you know, people that maybe you've pulled in, somebody that might have a solo career about to flourish real soon?
Well, matter of fact, on Cornerstone, as you probably have noticed, we have two new artists that are part of the kind of Glory Ministry, but are then artists in themselves, and that's Monique Miller and Gerald G. Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are, you know, because Shekinah has always been that group that we don't necessarily have a bunch of celebrities running through our projects.
That's true.
Team of the church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the people who've been launched from Shekinah Glory, Valencia Lacey, even though William Murphy was, you know, out there ministering.
That's right.
Most people didn't really know about William Murphy before Shekinah Glory. Same thing with Phil Tarver and Cedric Ford. And so, you know, we actually used the Shekinah Glory Ministry platform to launch other gospel musicians. And so be on the lookout for some wonderful things coming from G-Mo and Mo and, you know, some other members of Shekinah Glory.
Amen. Very well said, Miss Cherie. Now, before we wrap up, will you please tell everybody where your church is and the service times and where they can find out more about you and the CD project and more about the Shekinah Glory Ministries?
Absolutely. So, again, our church is Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Our pastor is Apostle H. Daniel Wilson. We like to call him Apostle H. Daniel Blessing Wilson. Our church is located at 5300 West 151st Street in Oak Forest, Illinois, which is the suburbs of Chicago. We have one worship every Sunday at 9 a.m. And then on Wednesdays, we have what's called our Digging Deep Bible Study that begins at 7 because we like to dig deep in the Word.
Dig deep in the Word. So what happens when y'all dig deep into the Word? Y'all have a full-blown praise session in the middle of Bible study and you know, just, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I know.
So what we do is, you know, we have praise and worship. We go right from praise and worship into the Word. And then we actually end with what we call the afterglow, which is another praise session. So that our church really believes in worshiping and praising God and the power that comes from that.
Amen. I've been there. I know. You know, y'all probably have church all day and all night, you know, old school style. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that because you know, the youth of today need something more than a quick in and out of a message. You know, they get to witness the power and the move of God. How does that song goes? It'll break every chain and destroy every yoke. Every yoke. Listen, Miss Cherie, it's been an honor and a pleasure having you on Real Gospel, and we will continue to support Shekinah Glory Ministries, and I really, really appreciate you and Mr. Dennis Cole for, you know, he set this up and just allowing you to come minister and speak to God's people. Thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel.
No, thank you so much for having us. And I'm sorry, I forgot to say, follow us on social media.
It's on
Facebook, it's Shekinah Glory Ministry. On Instagram, it's at The Real SGM. We're on Twitter as SGM Official. Just follow us because we're working on a tour right now, bringing back some of our old Shekinah Glory members.
Oh.
So just hit our social media up so you can see what's going on with us.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.